Shalom. This is Billy Brailman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we are in the book of Ephesians. We are looking in this book of Ephesians to find out who we are. I heard Brother Kenneth E. Hagin saying the other day on a tape I was listening to at my house that he didn't like to hear Christians say, "Well, I had to quit everything and find out who I am." He heard a woman on a Christian broadcasting program that said, "I had to leave my husband to find out who I was, who I am." Brother Hagin said, "That's so wrong. That's so terrible. You don't have to leave anything to find out who you are except sin and darkness. What you have to do is find out who you are in Christ." And the books that tell us who we are the New Testament letters to the Ecclesia, the called out body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're looking very deeply into the book of Ephesians and the glorious church because it is God's will and purpose to manifest His glory in the church. This book is about that. Book of Ephesians, verse 3, chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us." Now this is to the church. This is not to the Jews, except that an individual Jew can come into the church. This is not to the nations, except that an individual Gentile can come into the church. This is to the church, the body. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus." Every blessing in that realm, the realm and scope of this book is in the heavenlies. You're going to find that you're seated with Him in the heavenlies, from that high place in the heavenlies where you have every spiritual blessing. You can command and demand, not of God, but of Satan and the realm of darkness to obey you. But praise God, hallelujah. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ." You only have these blessings if you're in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you don't have them. A key phrase in this book is "in Him," "in whom," "in Christ." And when you find those, it tells you what you have because you're in Him. And if you're not in Him, you don't have it. Now, it could be yours. But to get it, you're going to have to be born from above. The church, the Bible says in John chapter 3, is born from above. In Galatians 4, it says that Jerusalem, which is above, is where we were born, is our mother. And so if you are in Christ, you have every spiritual blessing because you are in a heavenly body. The Bible says in Philippians 3:20, that our citizenship is in heaven. When you're born again, you're a heavenly creature. You are, you come into this realm where you are on assignment. You have been given like an ambassadorship, we are told. But you are a heavenly creature. You are born from above. Now we have all these spiritual blessings according, that's a word, according as. According, it's very definitive. This is according. You have these spiritual blessings according as He has chosen us, the church, in Him, before the foundation of the world, that we, the church, should be holy and without blame before Him. Our place is heavenly before Him, at the very face of God. Before Him. That we should be holy and without blame before Him. If we were not holy and not without blame, then His very presence, we'd be consumed in it. But the blood of Jesus fits us to sit here. Now, if you have a New American Bible or an NIV, you won't argue with me that the period should go after the phrase "before Him," to His face. That's the picture. He picked out a group to be seated, to be standing before Him. In love, verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of sons or children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Now, this book is filled with that phrase, His will, His purpose, God's will, God's purpose. God has purpose and will. And we fit into it. You fit into it. Individually, He has a will for you. And He has a will for you that you will find right in this church. Having predestinated us, verse 5, unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace. You know, He's going to show off the church, you'll find later on in this book, throughout all ages as trophies of His grace. The angels wonder at us now. The grace of God, the blood that was shed, and all that we have by that divine grace, and it's going to praise the glory of His grace. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved. You are accepted. You are not rejected. You are accepted in the Beloved. Maybe your earthly father rejected you, but your heavenly Father accepted you in the Beloved. You can say, that's one thing you have, in the Beloved. It's one of those phrases, in Him, in Christ, in the Beloved. I am accepted in the Beloved. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In whom, verse 7, here's another one of those in whoms. This is what you have. You are accepted. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. We have redemption. We are redeemed. Do you know the meaning of the word redeemed? The word redeemed means bought back. B-O-U-G-H-T, bought back. And I wrote this in my book, The Blood and the Glory. I was a young person in the Baptist church when I first heard this story. A boy and his father worked together long ago in probably one of those older cities, European cities, I don't know where it happened, but where they have a river flowing down, and maybe the sides of that river are built up, the river bank, you know, as it flows through the city. And this boy and his father worked on a boat, and they painted that boat. I'm going to say they painted it blue. Might have painted it red, but they painted it together. They whittled it out, and they loved to go down and sail that boat down that river. They had hours and hours of father and son fellowship. And then the father passed away. And the little boy would go down and sail the boat himself, all alone. But he would remember the joyous hours with his father. It was a little sailboat. One day a big gust of wind came. I'm looking out the window right now and the March winds are blowing. Could have been March, but a big gust of wind came, filled that little sail, carried it down that river. He ran as fast as he could along the edge of the river, but he couldn't catch it, and it went out to sea. And he was so sad. His little boat was gone, the fellowship with the Father that he remembered through it. Came about Thanksgiving time, and it was in older days, and he passed by the toy shop window. And there in the toy shop was his little boat. And he went inside and told the toy shop owner, "That's my little boat." And the man said, "Well, it's my boat. I bought it." He said, "Some sailors found it out at sea and brought it back in here, and I have a price on it. If you want it, you can buy it." The little boy, his mother was not, you know, very rich at the time, and he knew he'd have to get the money himself. So he sold papers, and he cut wood, and he did every single thing he could think of to earn money, and he'd pass by and look at the little boat, and he'd hope no one had bought it. At last, on Christmas Eve, he had enough money to buy the little boat. He walked up just a little bit, you know, what if it's gone? He walked up on Christmas Eve to the toy shop window, breathed a sigh of relief, there it was. Walked into the toy shop store, put down all the money on the counter, his pennies, his nickels, his whatever, and the man gave him the boat. He walked out that toy shop door, and he said, little boat, you are twice mine. I made you, and I bought you." That is the meaning of redemption. He made us. We went into the kingdom of darkness, but He bought us with the precious blood and the wondrous plan of shedding that blood to lift us back up, cleanse us, make us a new creation so that we can have presence and be in the presence of God. In whom, the beloved, verse 7, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Doesn't matter how bad your sin was, how bad the sin is of someone who may be listening in today. His grace is rich enough to cover you. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Mystery, mysterion, this Greek word means divine secrets. That which is concealed but can be revealed. According to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. God has a will. He purposed it in himself. This is his good pleasure for everything. This is the end out there that we're all moving toward. All creation is moving toward perfection, and this is it. That in the dispensation, verse 19, of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven, and it's plural there. Even though the King James just says one, it's plural, which are in heavens and which are on earth, even in him. The Amplified Bible says, he planned for the maturity of the ages and the climax, for the maturity of the times and the climax of the ages, to unify all things and head them up and consecrate them in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. Oh, folks, we're moving toward a great and glorious future. And this book of Ephesians reveals to us our place in it now and then. I trust you can get our CDs, our DVDs, from the book of Ephesians, our eschatology seminar and glorious meeting, which we've just finished. The CDs, 8 sessions, are $65. The DVDs, 8 sessions, are $85. Or you can get the set for $125. We also will send you absolutely free Kenneth E. Hagin's book, In Him, which explains to you how to go through this book of Ephesians, particularly, and all the letters to the church, and find out who you are because you're in him. We'll send you that book absolutely free. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Go online to billybearham.org or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. It would be a blessing if you could enclose an offering for the radio ministry when you write. Or online. You can give right online. Be sure to keep up with us in Israel. We'll be blogging. This is Billy Brim saying to you, saints and believers in Christ Jesus, grace and shalom, shalom. Until next time.